in the name of Jesus. Thank you for yet another time in your presence. Please be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please just let's lift up our hands wherever we are. And I want you to at least say 7 things to God this morning. Tell him he's faithful. Let the heavens hear your voice. You are not just lifting your hands. Say to him he's kind. Say to him he's honest. Tell him there is no God like him. Tell him he's El Shaddai. Tell him he's the Almighty. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign.
Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Greatly to be praised, Father.
Of ages, we just want to say thank you. The mighty one of Israel, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us into your presence. Thank you for day one of this meeting. Thank you for day two. Thank you for this third day, the great day of the Lord. Please be glorified. Lord, we come into your presence in the name that is above all name. We plead for the blood of Jesus. We plead for the blood of Jesus. We plead for the blood of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that by this blood today we will become overcomers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, please make this meeting impactful. Make it a meeting that you will translate us from this level to become people of excellence in the name of Jesus. And in our lives today, Father, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Open our hearts to receive from you. Soften our ground, oh God. Give us ear to hear, the heart to receive. And let your name alone be glorified. We banish from this vicinity all the works of darkness. We ask, oh God, that none shall stand. We rebuke every spirit of distraction. We ask, oh God, that in this meeting, this morning, we shall not lose our focus. And your name alone shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to you. For we are prayed in Jesus' name. Somebody that is blessed will say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you sure you are blessed? You are sure you are blessed?
Yes.
Then let your amen swallow that of your neighbor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
When we pray and you say amen, it's an agreement that it will happen. Praise the Lord. I said it shall be well with you.
Amen.
The Lord will answer your prayers.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you on every side.
Amen.
for every one of you saying amen, you will never have a better yesterday.
Amen.
The Lord himself will reward you.
Amen.
He will take you further.
Amen.
And in your life, the name of the Lord shall be glorified.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
amen.
In the name of the Son,
amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to say a big thank you to the Almighty for yet another time in his presence. Thank God for journey mercies. Thank God that we are meeting. There is nothing in life that happens by accident. Praise the Lord. Let me say to your neighbor, nothing happens by accident. 10 years ago, I went to preach somewhere in Lagos. And I'd been invited as a guest speaker in that meeting. And an elderly man was also in that meeting. At the end of the day, they introduced the man to me as Pastor so-so-so and so. I'm going to mention his name. And by the time we finished the service, he looked at me and said to me, "Wow, I'm going to invite you to my church." And I said, "Thank you, sir." Yesterday night, as our brother was taking us to where we'll have the dinner, he shipped it in and said, "Do I know Baba Isiaka?" I said, "Yes, of course." I said, "Oh, he used to be the pastor of this church, and you know that he started the church." And I said, "Wow, God is indeed a keeper of his word. Because 7 years ago, he said to me, I'll bring you to preach in my church. Without struggling, he's not here. God honored his word." I'm praying for somebody saying amen. Between now and next year, God will have moved you forward 7 times.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Well, if you want to say amen, can you say it loud and clear?
Amen.
And I'd like to say a big thank you to my brother and my pastor, Pastor Demola and the wife, for allowing God to use them. It's my prayer that the Lord will strengthen you and take you further. And take you higher.
Amen.
It's like you don't love him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 11. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the ministers. Thank you for the time out together yesterday night. Revelation chapter 12, verses 11 to 16. I'll read verse 11. You will read 12. I'll read 13, you'll read 14, I'll read 15, and together we'll read 16. And I don't want you to read as if you're struggling with the word. Please let your voice be loud and clear as we read the word of God. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, those who inhabit the house of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because you dwell in that you have for the short time."
And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the male child. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Verse 16 together. "And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth." I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Whatever is meant to carry you away, may the Lord swallow them up. Amen. Well, if you want to say amen, come on, say it loud and clear. Let me start by sharing with us, friends, that a man cannot receive anything except it be given to him from above. And that you are seated and hearing me this morning, it's never by accident. Psalm 37, verse 23, the Bible says, is that the Lord ordered the steps of the righteous. He said, because he delights in them. Verse 24, the Bible says, he said, though he falls, he will not utterly be destroyed. And in verse 25, he says, since I was young, now I am old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. That you are seated this morning and you are hearing what the Lord is saying, and that God brought me into this meeting is never by accident. Please get that clear. And number two, get it clear also that you can't receive anything except the Lord gives you. Glory be to Jesus. James chapter 1 verse 17. James chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, it says, for every good and perfect gift cometh from above, the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Glory be to Jesus. I can't hear you. Glory be to Jesus. John chapter 3 verse 27. John chapter 3 verse 27. The Bible says, a man receives nothing except it be given to him from above. Or probably you are thinking within yourself, that whatever you have today is a product of your labor, is a product of your effort. The Bible says you can't receive anything except God gives you. And that's why I'm praying for somebody saying amen this morning. All you need to be great in life, may the Lord give you. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Well, if you are a believer, come on, say amen. Amen. All you need to be a people of excellence, all you need to rise and shine, all you need to be above your equal, may the Lord give you. Amen. You will go far. Amen. You will go fast. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So everything that we have received is given to us from the Lord. Now, the theme of this conference says, I guess you won't quote me now, so that, well, sincerely, look at it this way. Sometimes early this year, I was in America, and I wanted to buy something in McDonald's. So I said, what do you have? And the man was like, la, 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 la. So I said to him, I said, wait a minute, I just came from Africa. So slow down. So don't judge me by my accent. Glory be to Jesus. Now, the team says, he says, soaring on the eagle's wing. And I also put it to us that except God gives us the wings of the eagle, we may not likely fly. Now, look at the woman that we read about in verse 14. The Bible says, of Revelation chapter 12, he said the woman was given wings of a great eagle that she might fly to a place where she will be nourished and nourished for a time. There is a place that is called your place. There is a place that is called your place. Until you get there, life is never sweet. There is a place that is called your place. Until you get there, everything you do is tolerated. There is a place that is called your place. Until you get there, you live life in prayers, not player. There is a place that is called your place. Until you get there, your efforts may likely be in futility. But when you get to your place, little effort in your hand will produce mighty result. You put in something very little, you get something very great. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus this morning. You will get to your place. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Come on, tap your neighbor and say, God will take you to your place. Say it as if you mean it. You know, the Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28 and 29. Job chapter 22, verse 28 and 29. He said, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you will decree a thing. Say it as if you are in church, and it will be established. And he says, and light shall shine upon your path. And in verse 29, the Bible says, and when men says there is a casting down, he said, you that you have decreed, you will say there is a lifting up. Help me hold your neighbor and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it as if you mean it. I decree you will get to your place. You will not die by the wayside. In your career, you will get to your place. In life, you will get to your place. In ministry, you will get to your place. In marriage, you will get to your place. I see you getting to your place. The Lord will move you forward. The Lord will make your journey to be fast. And if you have prayed that prayer, can you say amen?
Amen.
You will get to your place. Jehovah will take you there. Jehovah will take you there. So look at this woman. The Bible says she was given two wings of a great eagle. And that brought us the point that you can't receive anything except the Lord gives you. Glory be to Jesus. But now listen, what brought about the wings that this woman received? By the time you look at verse 13 of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says the devil persecuted the woman who brought forth the male child. I submit to you this morning, every child of destiny will always face persecution. Now look at yourself. Maybe you just sleep and wake up. And you think life is normal. You are just yourself. Check it out again. Most likely, you may not likely have a great future. Because for everyone who has a great future, the devil will always want to attack them. For everyone who has a testimony, the devil will always want to attack them. You know, there's a little girl, you know, that she's my adopted daughter. She's a Caucasian. She lives in Wolverhampton. Almost every week, we will have to chat and encourage her. Because when she gets to school, and she, you know, her friends will want to lure her into so many things. She's a teenager. She says it to them clearly, I'm a child of God. I can stand all of this. She said almost every week they have to mock her for her belief. Of course, if she smokes and drinks and go to the club, they are not going to mock her. But why were they mocking her? Because of her testimony. I know we have younger ones here this morning. Every time you get to school and there is no difference between you and them, it's simply because you don't have a testimony. Did you hear me? If they look at you and you look like them and there is no difference between you as an unbeliever, check it out. Because if you have a testimony, the devil will raise them as a voice to challenge you. If you have it, let's forget, you see, this country was once a Christian nation. All of the churches that we see around, they were once occupied by people who comes to church to worship the Lord and serve the Lord. But somehow along the line, only God knows what went wrong, and the church got deserted. So much that if you mention the name of Jesus today, some people wonder and say, what are you talking about? Friends and my junior ones and my children, listen to me carefully. Listen clearly. If you have a testimony of Jesus, the devil will raise them as a voice to challenge you. You go to school in the morning, you return back, you can't sit your mom and your dad down and say, oh, look at what they said about me today. Is it true? Where is it found in the Bible? And you are just like them. You think like them, they think like you. There is no difference. It's simply because you don't have a testimony. Because if you have a testimony, the devil will raise them as a voice to challenge. Look at Acts chapter 23. Acts chapter 23. Acts chapter 23. Please go to verse 12. Verse 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, you must though bear witness also at Rome. God appeared to Paul at the middle of the night and said to him, you have witnessed Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. You won't stop here. I'm taking you to Rome. And by the time you get to verse 12, the following day, the Bible says, he said, 40 men gathered themselves together and put themselves under a halt and a curse. And they said, they will never eat nor drink until they have killed Paul. Why? Because of his testimony. Even if I may not be able to go further this morning, because I could see in our eyes, especially the younger ones, that we really need to have the testimony of who Jesus is. Luke chapter 2. Verse 8 to 11, the Bible says there, he said, a child is born in the city of David. He said, who shall be the savior of the whole world? Who is a savior? A savior is a man that rescues you from the battle you have lost. Excuse me, friends, life is not a play, it's not a fun fear. Life is a warfare. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He said, but against principality, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. He said, though we walk in the flesh, he said, we do not war after the flesh, for our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. It is the testimony that they saw in the life. That's what I said. I said 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. Okay. Praise God. They saw the testimony and they began to persecute Paul. I say to us today, If you have a testimony of Jesus Christ, the devil will raise a voice to attack you. And the reason why you look like them and they look like you is simply because you don't have a testimony. But it's my prayer that even before the end of this meeting, the Lord will speak to you.
Amen.
I can't hear you, amen.
Amen.
If you are saying amen, come and say it louder.
Amen.
Help me say to your neighbor, the Lord will speak to you. Can you say it as if you mean it? Can you say it loud and clear? Now, the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. Let me take it further by also saying to us this morning or afternoon that in the journey of life, there are certain levels you may never get to until you do some things that the Lord may lead you to do. Glory be to Jesus. Now, look at Esther chapter 2, verse 21. Esther chapter 2, verse 21. Mordecai was a gate man in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. Look at Esther chapter 9, verse 3. The Bible says, all the princes and all the lieutenants and all the governor of the land fear. They said they helped the Jews because of the fear of Mordecai. And by the time you read further, the Bible says, and this man became great. Now, the question I like to ask us is, how did a gate man, a security man in a foreign country, translate from a security man to a prime minister? What happened? Now, you also need to know that this same man went through a lot. There is some, do you know what they call voodoo? I mean, everyone knows what they call voodoo. Wow. What's the simplest language that I can use to describe it here? Huh? Black magic. Who said Gigi? Where are you from? Wow. How did you understand juju? Do you walk? You walk Africa, Manji? Praise the Lord. So what should we call it? Should we call it voodoo or black power? Or what's the name of this cartoon that we normally watch now? This funny cartoon that you can just see somebody flying and whatever it is. Now, for 1 year, Esther chapter 3, verse 7, for 1 year, the Bible says, day by day, month to month, from the beginning of the first month to the last month, the Bible says, they casted Paul. In other words, they consulted voodoo. They consulted black power, asking for a date by which they will destroy Mordecai. Glory be to Jesus. But look at Esther chapter 9, verse 1. The Bible says, on that day that the enemy of Jews had hoped to have upper hand, he said, it was to the contrary, for the table turned against them. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. And I'm sorry, I'm a man who loves the word of God. And if you have noticed, because I know it is by the word that our word can be liberated. I do pray, but I cherish the word of God, because in the word there is life, in the word there is light. I pray for you by the word of God. Whatever they have consulted on your behalf shall not stand. I can't hear you, amen.
Amen.
Whatever they have consulted on your behalf shall not stand.
Amen.
It shall not stand.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Only the word of God will stand in your life.
Amen.
Only the counsel of God shall be established.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In every nation, there is always a law. In every organization, there is always a law. In every community, there is always a law. When you break the law, you become a victim of that law. But when you turn to God, God can break this law on your behalf, and yet it will still favor you. In Esther chapter 5, verse 1, Esther appeared before the law against the law of the land. And the Bible says, as she appeared, instead of the king to say to her, die, because anybody who appears before King Ahasuerus, when he or she is not called, will be given a death sentence. She was meant to die. But as she appeared, the Bible says, and the king favored her. But listen, in Esther chapter 4, and that's where I'm going, beginning from verse 14 to 16, Mordecai approached Esther and said, can we do something? And Esther said, no, I don't have the time now. So he said to her, don't think you will escape. Praise the Lord. He said, if you do nothing, deliverance will arise from another place. But in verse 16, Esther said, he said, I will go and fast for 3 days. What am I trying to say, friends? There are some level you will never experience in God until you are able to deny yourself of some things. Praise the Lord. There are some manifestations you will never enjoy in life until you enter into some realm. Mark chapter 9 verse 23, the Bible says, to him that believes, he said, all things are possible. I was sharing with Brother Debo that carried me this morning. Friends, I grew up knowing myself as a dullard, somebody who will never do well in school. But I can't forget the encounter of June 18, 1998, that God turned my story around. Because what God will use to change your story in life, look at it this way, satanic assault is a reality. But it is an encounter from the Lord that turns every assault into a testimony. How do you explain in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, of a woman who was bound for 18 years. And by the time she met Jesus, Jesus Christ said, look at this woman who has suffered many things in the hands of the physician. And Jesus Christ said to the spirit of infirmity, leave her, and the spirit left. How do you explain in John chapter 5, beginning from verse 5, a man who spent 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. I'm praying for you in the name that is above all name. Whatever the devil had used to keep you on one spot, today shall be your day of liberty. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. If you are saying amen, come on, say it louder. Amen. Come on, say it louder. But friends, Jesus Christ said to us in that Mark chapter 9 verse 23, he said, to him that believes, let me say to your neighbor, to him that believes, all things are possible. Come on, say it loud and clear. Can you say it as if you mean it? You know, the reason why you are struggling to speak is because most likely you don't even believe in what you are saying. Help me look at your neighbor and say, to him that believes, all things are possible. Say it loud and clear. Come on, shout it as if you mean it. Can you ask that neighbor, can I be a prophet to your destiny? Come on, say to that neighbor, can I be a prophet to your destiny? Will you believe if I say it this afternoon? And what's your neighbor saying? Come on, say to him or her, in the name of Jesus, beyond your equals, I see you excelling. I see you running faster. I see the Lord helping you. I see you shining. You will rise and shine. You will never know a better yesterday. The Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus. Your zero will become hero. Your shame will become fame. Your sorrow will turn to joy. And if your neighbor has received that word, come and say the loudest amen. But in that Mark chapter 9 verse 29, Jesus Christ says something. He said, this kind cannot come except by prayer and fasting. I know that you are in the United Kingdom. I know that this is East Midland. And I can also deduce that many of us have forgotten about where we are coming from. But hear the truth. The word of God is not responsible to any nation. The word of God is universal in nature. As it applies to us in Africa, so it applies to you here. Jesus Christ said, he said, this kind, he said, can never happen except by prayer and fasting. Because friends, he answers prayer. What did I say? Come on, say it loud and clear. Come on, say it loud and clear. Come on, say it as if you mean it. Say to your neighbor, God answers prayer. Psalm 65, verse 2, he said, thou that answered prayer, unto thee shall all flesh gather. By the time you get to verse 5, he said, and by terrible things in righteousness will he answer us. So he answers prayer. Let me say to your neighbor one more time, God answers prayer. Say it loud and clear. Now, let me share this story with us. 2002, I had a very terrible toothache. And they had just removed one. And the pain, you know, it was too painful to bear. I've been on paracetamol trying to, you know, subside the pain, and then it was all just coming down. One day, I heard the message of Bishop David Oyedepo fulfilling prophecies. And he preached. So at the end of the message, he said, bring out the oil in your hand. I was in my room. So I brought the oil out. And he began to pray on the oil and said, this oil becomes an instrument of victory in your hand. It becomes an instrument of victory. You know, the way he emphasized, or he kept shouting, an instrument of victory. And I was saying, amen. At the end of that prayer, my faith was strong enough that if I put the anointing oil, it will subside the pain so that I'll be able to sleep in the night. And you know, sometimes when you pray, God gives you answers more than your prayer. For Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, David prayed. He said, oh God, shall I pursue? He said, if I pursue, will I overtake? And he finished the prayer. And God answered him and said, pursue. He said, you will overtake. And I thought within myself that God should have stopped. But God didn't stop there. The prayer he did not pray, God answered. And God said to him, without fail, you will recover all. So that night, I anointed the teeth. I said, God, please help me. And I went to bed. At the middle of the night, I had a dream. And in that dream, a nurse appeared to me and said, where is that teeth? Which area? So I showed her the teeth. And she said I should lie on the stretcher. I did. In the dream, he removed the teeth. And I thought it was a dream. If you have ever had a toothache before, once you wake up in the morning, once you become conscious, your tongue goes to that place. And I woke up the following morning, my tongue went there. Instead of meeting the teeth, I met a hole. It was then I realized that it was not a dream, that the teeth was actually removed. Who removed the teeth? How it was removed? When it was removed? I can't explain to date. Praise God. A lady was raped in her church while I was in Port Harcourt, and she got pregnant. By the time, you know, she was to deliver, they ran a test on her and discovered that she was HIV positive, a teenager. And it was a very bad experience. She lost the baby. But I called three of our ministers. I said, let's intercede on behalf of this lady. And while we're praying, God gave us a scripture. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 21. He said, God is against you. You destroy mountain. Who destroyed the whole heart? And we used that scripture to pray for 3 nights. On the third night, I was the one who led this lady to the same clinic where she was tested, some few weeks before that time. They ran the test, and it was as if something was wrong with this guy. And by the time the result came out, the test result showed that she was negative. So they compared the two results and took, if you have ever been to a city called Port Harcourt, there's an hospital called BMH. So they took the result, the blood sample, and took it to BMH to go and reconfirm. And by the time they returned from BMH, the result was still negative. Because verse 5 of Psalm 65 says, he said, by wondrous things will he answer us. The reason why it looks as if God is a liar is simply because you have not prayed, or you don't pray, or you don't even have a prayer altar. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call upon me and I will answer and I will show you. God is in the business of showing us. 2008, I went preaching somewhere in Nigeria, and I was not going to lay hands. I was not going to, lay hands or anoint people. But I spoke extensively on Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 6, that says, when the day breaks, shadows will flee away. So I began to speak about, sickness is a shadow. HIV is a shadow. This is a shadow. High blood pressure is a shadow. Once your day breaks, shadows flee away. And I remember I spoke about Psalm 30 verse 5 that day, and Psalm 30 verses 11 and 12, that once your day breaks, it turns your money into dancing. A lady in that meeting received the word, believed the word, and went to check herself again. Her genotype changed. There's another story I'm going to share with you. Thank God for her mommy, Subak. She knows the person I'm talking about. Her name is Pastor Mrs. Yemisi Adeloye. Now, Sometimes ago, they were traveling on the road. Because if I mention, many of us may not even know. But they were coming from one part of the country to another. They were returning to Lagos. And lo and behold, they met two trailers overtaking themselves in the corner. What did I say? And screamed, "Jesus, all of this." But it was too late. And what they were expecting was to hear a bang on the trailer. Bang. But suddenly, they kept driving. And I can give you the number to confirm. They kept driving. They kept driving. So as they drove for a while, they parked the car and looked back. And by the time they looked back, the two trailers were still overtaking themselves. The husband shared the testimony in the minister's conference of that year that he asked God what happened. He said, and God said to him, at the point they were about to hit the trailer, he said, for their sake, he expanded the road. If you doubt God, it is because you have not experienced him. This God that we call our God is real. He's not a liar. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, he said, I am not a man that I should lie, neither am I a son of man that I should repent. He said, have I said it, that I will not do it? He said, have I spoken it, that I will not make it good? The reason why you are where you are is simply because you don't even know him. There is a difference between coming to church and knowing the Lord. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, he said, they that know their God, they shall be strong. There is a great difference in coming to church and knowing the Lord. You can't know him and not be strong. You can't know him and not do exploits. First Kings chapter 18, verse 46. Elijah was running towards the gate of the Jezreel. Not only him, Ahab was also running. He was running with leg, Ahab was running with shadows. But the Bible says, he said, and he outrun the shadows of Ahab. I submit to you, friends, you need to know God. The adults among us, you need to know him so that the children coming will not be a wasted generation. Because what you don't have, you can't give. You don't know the Lord, what will you give to your children? Look at something. John chapter 6, verse 21. I didn't say Joshua. I said John. Said then, somebody said then. They willingly received him into the sheep, and immediately the sheep was at the land whither he went. I'll share a story with us, and I don't know why I'm seeing all of these things today. I had pastored in a country called Equatorial Guinea before, in Central Africa, and it used to be a route by which Nigerians travels to Europe in the past. And you know, our brothers, they can do everything under their heart to move on. That country was colonized by Spain. So they had free access without visa to enter Spain. And as at the time I was passing in there, their international passports, you know, was not laminated. You just put the passport on it, stamp it. You put your own passport, stamp it, and and staple it to the international passport. That was what they were using. And you know our brothers. Two guys came to church and they said, Pastor, we're traveling. I said, when? He gave the date. So I said to them, may the Lord fast forward your journey. May the Lord fast forward your journey. I remember that I used this scripture. May the Lord fast forward your journey. We prayed and rounded up. Lo and behold, there were three that traveled. And the one who didn't come to church, they did the same thing. All of them were in the same category. So the one who didn't come to church was the first person for the immigration to arrest. And as they arrested them, as they arrested him, he said the atmosphere changed. Now, the two people that came to church to pray, what should have followed is that they were also arrested. But do you know, without checking them, they walked through the immigration. And by the time they shared the story with me, I asked a question: does God also answer unrighteous prayer? But you know what? The righteousness of a man can overshadow another man's unrighteousness. I pray for us that before the end of today, may we have a mark in our life that God is God. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. So if you really want to fly, then you must do beyond what you are doing now. It is only a fool that does the same thing the same way and expect a different result. It's only a fool. This is excellent conference, and the theme is to soar like the eagle. If you will soar, Mark chapter 9, verse 29, it said, this kind does not come except by prayer and fasting. I pray for us in the name that is above all name, that the Lord will make us to fly further.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the Lord will make us to fly further.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I close. God is a prayer answering God. What did I say? Can you say it as if you mean it?
God is a prayer answering God.
Every time you pray, he speaks. And one of the reasons why you have to pray for him to speak is because whatever he says will surely come to pass. Glory be to Jesus. When you pray, he sends your word. Now listen. How many of us do have your Bible here in church this morning? You have your Bible, either in your phone or whatever. You have your Bible. What do they call the Bible? Amen. The what? I can't hear you. So if I pray for you, I say, God sends you your word. What am I saying? Am I saying God should send you the Bible? Praise God. Am I saying God should send you the Bible? Now, look at this. Psalm 105, verse 19. I'm going to close now. Psalm 105, verse 19. Everybody read together. One, two, go. Then verse 20. Then verse 21. Look at it. He said, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And I often say to people that if you are not deep, that Bible verse can confuse you. Because you like to ask yourself, what's the difference between his word and the word of the Lord. Now, lift your Bible, let me see. That's the word of God. Am I right? And you believe in this word? Now, this word that is called the word of God has a part that is called the New Testament. Am I right? Has a part that is called the Old Testament. Am I right? Now, we must also understand that what is called the word of God has two aspects. We have the one that is called the Logos. We have the one that is called the Rhema. Somebody say the Logos. Say it loud and clear. Am I sure I'm in the right place? Can you say it loud and clear? Now, what's the meaning of the Logos? The Logos identifies the character of God. Thou shalt not sin. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. Whatever you read in the Bible can be referred to as the Logos. Somebody say the Logos. It identifies, it says to us who God is. Now, what then is Rhema? Rhema is the empowered word of God that is meant for you. What translates your life is the Rhema. Logos is meant to establish you. But it is the Rhema that translates you. It is the Rhema that changes you from who you used to be to something you can't imagine. It is the Rhema that changes your level. The Bible was speaking of Joseph here. He said, until the time that his word came. He said, the word of the Lord tried him. He said, but when his word came, the king sent for him, loose him, and made him ruler. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. This week, may your word come. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. May your word come. 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 Because when your word comes, it can never remain the same. John chapter 1, beginning from verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the word. He said, the word was with God. He said, the word was God. He said, there was nothing that was made that was not by the word. He said, the word became light, and the light became the life of men. The word became light. And the light became the life of men. And verse 5 says, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. The word became light. No wonder Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise, shine, for the light has come. What is the light? The word. So every time your word comes, your light comes. Every time your word comes, your light comes. And when your light comes, obscurity must give way. You can't receive light and your story will remain the same. In verse 5, he said, the light shines in darkness. See, and darkness cannot understand. Glory be to Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 130. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. I pray for you. May your word come. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. May your word come. Amen. May your word come. Amen. Your word of lifting. Amen. I can't hear you. Amen. Your word of promotion. Amen. Your word of establishment. Your word of enlargement. May your word come. Help me announce to three of your neighbor. May your word come. In the name of Jesus. Receive your word. Receive your word. Your word of liberty, your word of increase, your word of joy, your word of progress. Help me say to that neighbor, in the name that is above all name, may your word come. I can't hear you. Come on, say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. I pray for you by the mercies of God that even before the close of this day, the Lord will send your word. Please bow your head. And I'd like us to really appreciate the Lord for all that he has said to us this afternoon. And ask him, say, Father, send my word, my own word of liberation, my whole word of increase, my whole world of establishment. Kindly open your mouth and say to God, and say, Father, please send my word. Send my word. I want to hear you, Lord. Send the word to me. Send the word of prosperity. Send me the word of victory. Send me the word of joy. Let my life not remain the same. Let me not remain who I used to be. Lord, send your word to me. Lord, send your word to me. Is somebody praying? Say, Lord, send your word to me. I need your word, Lord. The empowered word. Please send the 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 word. Please send my word, my Father. I must not remain the same after this conference. Many of us are not praying. God answers prayer. Say to him, Lord, I must not remain the same after this conference. Please send the word. Please send the word. Please send the word. Please send your word. Father, send your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Many of us were around on Friday. How many of us were around yesterday? Thank God that you are here today. And please, don't take it as if this man didn't prepare. But sincerely speaking, from the time I had the encounter with him, he gave me ability never to struggle in the assignment that I'm giving again. I have seen God translating me from who I used to be to something very different. Almost every month, or maybe almost every quarter, you know, I come to the United Kingdom to preach almost. That was the time last year that I was coming every month. I preached by the grace of God, you know, in bigger churches. There's a church in Camberwell that House of Praise that they are even close to 1-5. I preached there. So it's not as if maybe all this. But what am I trying to say? You can't receive your word that it will not translate you. And I want your faith to be strong. God is still God. He has not changed. If your faith is strong enough, it will change you from who you used to be and give you a new level in him. I want us to pray one more prayer. All that I've seen, all that you've seen me do from Friday till date can't be described as an inborn trait, because I had no background that can support where I found myself other than the grace of God. And I want you to also know that grace is a transferable virtue. Let me say to your neighbor, grace is a transferable virtue. I'm praying for us in the name that is above all name that the grace of God will locate you.
Amen.
I want you to pray finally and say, Father,
Father,
the grace to be a better person.
Spiritually,
physically,
emotionally,
financially,
Lord, please grant unto me.
Give unto me, O God,
the grace to be a better person.
Can you go ahead and say to the Lord,
the grace to be a better person, Lord, I receive.
Academically, I receive the grace.
I receive the grace
that I will do better things in life.
That I will do great things in life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed.